Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, so I stand corrected. Kyle Lowry is 6 feet tall, 196 pounds. He's been in the league for 19 years. What a run. And what I love about Basketball Reference is they always put the nicknames of the
Can I
people.
Guess? He's wanna, the wanna, NBA's big dumper.
You want to guess one?
Big Booty.
Because he's got at least seven of them.
Big Booty Judy.
Big Booty Judy is not one of them.
Lowry Truck.
No, that's not on there either.
That should be added.
What does it start with? What does one of them start with?
With a K.
Kyle Khaki. Khaki Kyle.
Khaki Kyle. That is not one of them.
Okay, hit me.
You've got Mr. Raptor.
Wow.
Kalo.
Kalo's kind of fire.
Okay. Groat. G-R-O-A-T.
Never heard of that in my life.
Never
heard
of that. I mean, I think Groot would be like G-R-O-O-T. Okay. North Philly's Finest.
Okay, that's not a nickname. That's just like a moniker.
I'm just telling you what the Basketball Reference is saying. And then K-Lo with a K-L-O-E. Okay.
What, how do you make these? Does anybody, can they just put a nickname?
And then, there's one more.
Okay.
Bulldog.
These need to be official. Like only his best friends or NBA fans can put this, not just random people going on the site.
I'm wondering if they've just found them somewhere. Like maybe they scoured his Twitter and somebody said, oh, look, it's Bulldog Kyle.
No. From now on, we refer to Kyle Lowry as Groat.
You know who probably did it? It's probably this guy right here on the bottom of our screen, Mark Jones. If you've watched any basketball game ever or the Summer League, Mark Jones is the uncle that's like trying way too hard to fit in. Like every 2 seconds, he's doing the handcuff dribble. He's got him in prison like the fries at the bottom. I'm like, dude, I get it. We know you know an analogy. I don't need to hear it every time
down
the court.
Dude, he's...
Sprinkle it in once or two a quarter.
Yeah.
Big shot. I mean, it's every... He's not even calling the game.
But then he'll throw out some old head reference too where you've got to be my age to hit it. He's like, I haven't seen that in a grip. I'm like, oh, wow. I haven't heard a grip in a grip.
Tim Legler's like trying to like really commentate the game. He's like, do you see the shooting motion? He's going on the left, coming off that 45 degree. He's like, this man...
While he's got him in a blender? Okay, we've gone
Tim's
too
like,
far.
No, he's it's just a screen.
What do we... And here's the thing about Groat. It's G... It's like an acronym. G period R period O period A period T. So I'm guessing instead of GOAT.
Greatest raptor of all time. That's what it would be.
Look at you, Kevin.
There you go. Greatest raptor of all time.
By the way, speaking of dumpers, Cal Rowley is going right now.
Wow. There we go.
Is he the greatest raptor of all time?
Apparently. I mean, you don't just get a nickname like Vince that.
Carter. I was going to say, off aura, just alone, I'm going Vince Carter.
No, it's Vince Carter. Now, he won a title. I mean, look, if you're really going to be nitpicky, I mean, you almost got to say Kawhi.
I feel like we need to do a segment of Basketball Reference nicknames.
Oh, I think that's a phenomenal idea. Let's see here. One more. Give me one more person that was Trae Young, somebody that they said on the text line.
They were asking, but Trae Young's listed as 6'1".
Well, so
Trae Young's got one of the worst beards in the NBA as well.
No, it's terrible.
He's got a boneless beard.
Yeah,
he's got the worst hair.
It's sickening. Ice Trae.
Okay, yeah, people actually call him that.
Ice Trey. That's real. So that's it. So Ice Trey, I feel like it's a badge of honor if you have more than one.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ice Trey, should we put in here Bad Beard?
Bad Beard. What is Cooper Flagg's nicknames?
We know the main event is one of them.
The main event's fire. I heard this one, the flag bearer.
Oh, did I tell you guys what I'm going to start doing?
Huh.
I'm on the flag wagon.
The flag, but I don't get it. What's the flag wagon?
Instead of a bandwagon, it's the flag wagon.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Think about it.
Hell, I heard it. You didn't like flag bearer?
No, because I didn't think of it.
I got something for Durant outside of the originals.
Outside of Durantula?
Yeah, I got
Slim Reaper.
Slim Reaper. That's my favorite one right there, Slim Reaper. Cooper Flagg doesn't even have a nickname on here yet.
What a shame.
Doesn't have one on here yet.
White Hope.
Have y'all ever seen The Servant or Green Room for Kevin Durant?
The Green Room.
Why the Green Room?
Because he smokes so much weed. That's got to be it.
Or The Servant.
I don't like The Servant.
Servant sounds strange.
I was going to say, The Servant doesn't sound at all flattering.
And Katie seems like the type that would come out and be like, "Do I be a servant?"
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
I'm serving you guys with my great basketball skills.
I don't know. I don't think any black person would want to be called the servant.
No, I don't think
so. Yeah, that's a horrible, horrible
nickname.
Someone
said throat goat. I'm just reading the text line.
Nope, just groat. I did pull up Vince Carter's if you're interested in Vince Carter's. Yeah, other than Vinsanity, we've got Air Canada.
Yeah
people
that.
Say that.
I've heard that.
Yoda.
That doesn't really match to me.
I think
someone who's not very athletic and very smart.
I was going to say, I think
Chris Paul.
Just because he's old? I mean, I don't.
Give me Chris Paul as Yoda.
Yeah, I like that comparison better. Half man, half amazing, flying man, and sunshine.
I've heard half man.
I was going to say, I've heard half man, half amazing. I have heard that.
Sunshine.
What was the last one?
Sunshine.
Doesn't really match. I don't even see. Head. Now we're just
the nickname has to make sense. Were you saying like, wow, yes, that matches him.
Like half man, half amazing makes sense. Air Canada made sense. I mean, they called him that for a while, and then Vinsanity. I mean, Vinsanity might be the best one.
What were we supposed to be doing here?
What were we doing here? Great question.
Cowboys.
List.
Cowboys.
Okay. I've been waiting to do this list.
Yeah.
Since I got back.
Okay.
Even though the list just came out 15 hours ago, like.
Yesterday or today. I think it came out yesterday, maybe.
So have you, you've already seen the top 10, right?
I did see it this
Kevin,
morning,
you've
yes.
Seen the top 10?
I'm a Tolo, so I listened to Sean and RJ this morning.
Okay, so I don't need to quiz you guys if you already know. We'll read it 1 through 10 for you guys who haven't seen the list. NFL execs reached out to Jeremy Fowler. Jeremy Fowler reached out to them, whatever. Composed a list of what NFL execs, coaches, front offices, how they...
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Would rank the top 10 quarterbacks of the league. So none of our opinions in the media, none of your guys' opinions, but the people making decisions, who do they think are the best quarterbacks in the league? So here's how the list goes. Number one, Fred's favorite, Patty Mahomes.
Yes, sir.
I'll give you a little bit of the write-up. Highest ranking he got was 1. Obviously, the lowest ranking he got. Do you know what this is?
Yeah, I saw it.
4.
Yeah,
was
that's
the lowest.
I get it.
Last year's ranking 1 kind of just talks about he's still the best quarterback on third down. Leads all NFL passing categories since he's entered the league in 2018. Pretty much still that guy, even though a down year, in quotes, statistically, his supporting
still
cast
got you to a Super Bowl.
Wasn't great. Number two, Josh Allen. Highest ranking he got was one. The lowest ranking he got was four. So same as Patrick Mahomes. Last year, he was ranked number three. Talks about how great Josh Allen is.
I thought last year was his best year as a pro.
I don't think there's much to spend time on that. I think we all agree Josh Allen's 2-3, whatever you want to put him here. Now, here's where the list starts getting a little crazy. Now,
by the way, one NFC executive did call Allen overrated.
Yeah, he did. Which is kind of crazy.
Bills GM Brandon Bean said, there's idiots everywhere.
Yes, there is. Number three, Joe Burrow. Who
he's getting a lot of love.
If you were to ask Blake, I don't mind him being at three, but I would say more people than not I thought had Lamar Jackson ahead of him. But NFL execs, he was ranked as high as one and as low as five, and he gets the number three overall ranking. And it says, prolific is the best way to describe Burrow's campaign, leading the NFL in passing yards and touchdowns with almost 5,000, 43 touchdowns. On his way to his second comeback player of the year award. Number four, Lamar Jackson, who had his high ranking as one, low as six. And then at number five.
Six seems crazy to me.
That someone said that there is five
quarterbacks
better.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but look, we can criticize Lamar all day for playoff stuff, and rightfully so, but we can say the same thing about Burrow. I mean, two through four. You can do 2A, 2B, 2C.
One through four should be the same four guys everywhere.
Now, and I think everybody's in cahoots on that.
I guess
that.
Not. Some people putting Lamar at six.
Well, but no, and I'm with you on that. Like, whoever's putting him at below four, I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you on that.
And number five, maybe the most controversial player on the list, young guy Jaden Daniels, comes in at five. His highest ranking was five. His lowest ranking was 10. So everybody had him in the top 10, which I thought was surprising. Nobody had him unranked. Glad to see they're giving the rookie some respect. If you were to ask Blake, I'd have him right here, too. I think he's the fifth best quarterback in the league. Just watching last year, he was pretty electric. He was electric every game that he wasn't playing the Cowboys. For some reason, the Cowboys had him figured out, and he didn't play good either game versus them. But Jaden Daniels was phenomenal, got him all the way to the NFC Championship game. Number six, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Highest ranking is four. Lowest ranking, not even in the top 10. He was ranked number five last year. He dropped six. He's 37 years old. I agree with that ranking. I think Matthew Stafford's the sixth best quarterback in the league. Now, here's where I disagree. Number seven, Justin Herbert, though.
Yeah, I think that's pretty consistent across the board. I think everybody here at the station's
highest ranking was three, Frederick.
Now, and I'm
so that's probably the same person that Lamar at six that had Herbert at three.
And then, well, probably had Herbert at three and then had your boy Stafford at four.
Yeah. Lowest ranking was unranked for Herbert.
Do you know how insane Justin Herbert at three is?
Herbert's immense talent keeps him in the top seven, but hasn't vaulted him into the first tier of quarterbacks despite elite production. His 21,000 career passing yards are the most in NFL history through five seasons. Last season, he was asked to sacrifice yardage as part of offensive coordinator's Greg Roman, run-heavy attack. So do you agree? Where would you put him? The names behind him to finish off
Look,
the list.
I'd put him in the top 10. I will say this about Justin Herbert, okay? And you know, 2 years ago, he had Keenan Allen and Mike Williams before he fell off a cliff. Kak and I looked at his for whatever reason, looked at the depth chart the other day. He's in trouble when it comes to what he's got working wide receiver-wise. You got Ladd McConkey, okay, who was a dog last year and should be again this year. But Mike Williams is old. And what do we say? Mike Williams is old and unreliable, and then he's got Quentin Johnson, who's young and unreliable. So you guys
didn't draft nobody else?
Was it Trey Harris in the second round?
Yeah. Yes. We'll talk fantasy football later, but I'm huge on the Chargers for some reason.
To finish off the list, Jared Goff comes in at eight.
I don't have a problem with that.
Jalen Hurts comes in at nine. And at 10 comes in Baker Mayfield, who somebody has campaigned for him all year. And NFL execs, highest ranking for Baker was five. Highest ranking for Jalen Hurts was six. So more.
See, I would have moved Jalen Hurts to five and then slid everybody down one.
I would switch Herbert and Hurts. I would still have Jaden Daniels ahead of Jalen Hurts. I would have Stafford ahead of Jalen Hurts.
I would put Jalen Hurts at five for the simple reason that
he's seven for me.
he's the dude's done exactly what you want in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's call it what it is. Jalen Hurts has been an absolute monster, and he's a Jordan guy.
So who would be the closest to falling off this list for you? Who's at 10? Baker?
Yeah.
I'm fine with Baker being 10.
I don't have an issue with this list. I really don't.
I think it's one of the better lists, other than Herbert being so high, and I think Jalen Hurts should be bumped up a little bit. Other than that, I think it's a pretty good list.
Yeah, I don't think there's any. I mean, yeah, could you quibble, and we've done this time and time again, could you quibble with 10, 11, and 12 between Baker, Jordan Love, and CJ Stroud? Yes. Yes, you could. And would I have an issue if you said, okay, I want Jordan Love at 10 and Baker at 11 or 12?
I do think they made the right decision. I think Baker is better.
Look, Baker's been a dog the last few years. I mean, he has resurrected his career in Tampa Bay. Yeah, 100%.
CJ Stroud,
I got no problem with that.
Jordan Love with the other guys right on the cusp. Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, Tua, and Bo Nix also got top 10 votes, but not enough to land themselves in the top. I'm surprised Tua got top 10 votes and Aaron Rodgers. That's just off name value.
I think Aaron Rodgers, I think it's name value, but he did show, I mean, he had flashes where he could still sling it.
Top 10-ish at any point? Never flashed in my head.
He had a great second half of the season, statistically.
Bo Nix, kind of sneaking
in there. Bo Nix, man. I'm telling you right now.
Kyler Murray, I mean, honestly, these honorable mentions.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like
Kyler Murray, I don't know what GM said that's a top 10 guy. I think Brock Purdy and Dak are the only guys that had an argument for also being top 10. No one else on there to me.
Dak, I'm putting in that 11 and 12 spot.
That's what I'm saying. So an argument. Yeah. They're right there with Jordan Love and CJ Stroud.
Yeah. Dak's got a lot to prove this year.
But Kyler? And I like Kyler. I vote for Kyler, but I don't think he showed you anything that was top 10 last year.
I don't think Kyler's shown you anything since he got here. Okay. He's the
Let's
same
get out
guy.
Of the segment
he's the same guy. Okay. You even said yourself you're not excited about him next year.
No, it's tempered. He's like 16.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what he's been his whole career.
Unfortunately.
Look. And you know what? You know why? Because he left Louisville, okay? He was a fighting farmer, yeah. And he bounced on Louisville. That's what he gets. Coming up next, let's do a little fair foul, shall we? Don't go anywhere.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.